The silence sounds strange. More than 100 people just sitting. Organizers call names, but others have to answer for them. Their silence is why they're here. Some wait for longer than 7 hours, but the wait is worth it. Many will hear for the first time in their lives, like 38-year-old Jean-Louis Roberson. He's never learned to talk.
Vous parlez, monsieur?
Because no one ever thought he could.
No speech. Okay, we have no speech.
An American organization, the Starkey Hearing Foundation, travels to developing countries fitting people with hearing aids. On this day, they are in Marchand de Salines, Haiti, 2 hours from the capital, Port-au-Prince. There are no computers out here in rural Haiti, no digital hearing analysis. These hearing aids aren't even the latest technology. They're from the 1990s. But Starkey uses them to reach the most people.
Perfecto.
Most of the people we're seeing are from schools for the deaf. They have severe to profound hearing loss, and we're trying to maximize their potential to function in this kind of environment.
Barry Freeman says the foundation's work goes beyond the hearing aids.
So we're going to see that his ears are clean, that there's no infection.
The foundation also trains Haitians to continue its efforts.
C'est pas ton nom.
The foundation invites celebrities to join its work. Starkey is producing a reality show about these stars volunteering with the needy. Founder Bill Austin explains.
You can do something and you should do something. And, you know, our challenge is, what will you do today?
Today in Haiti, the celebrity is Miley Cyrus, an American pop singer and actress who starred in the Disney TV series Hannah Montana.
Being able to hear music is even more important than me being able to sing it myself. Just being able to hear it and to feel each other and connect with each other.
Neighbors who are watching all this are speechless for other reasons.
They couldn't hear before, and now they can.
Jean-Louis Roberson's aids are fully adjusted. He hears his voice for the first time, and he can't stop talking. His words may sound crude and coarse, but to Roberson, hearing himself speak is music to his ears. Yes, a first voice to those not heard before. In Marchand de Salines, Haiti, Carolyn Persuti, VOA News.
Can you find out if it's real?